Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can you go ahead with your zip code, please?
32738.
32738. May I ask your name?
C-H-E-R-I, Sherry White, W-I-G-H-T.
It says C-H-E-R-I-E.
There's no E, so it's like share with an I.
So C-H-R-I-E.
C-H-E-R-I, no E.
Got you. All right. Can I get your last name?
W-I-G-H-T.
Thank you. I made that much harder than it had to be, Ms. Wright. So forgive me.
That's okay. There's no R in the last name. It's White.
Got you. Got you. And I thought you said it and just spelled out exactly what you said. That's what I got, W-I-G-H-T. This what I want to do, though. That name, it didn't get you pulled up. So, let's see. I'm going to try your phone number. And hopefully that works. If not, I'll try your email. But we'll get you pulled up.
407-314-5878.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I ran that. I'm going to tell you, can we try your email?
C-H-E-R-I.
Mm-hmm.
The letter N, like Nancy, R-O-N, at gmail.com.
All right, let's hope this works. And it didn't. Is that sherryandrun@gmail.com?
That's it.
Do you think that it may be in his name if you're just seeing the charge?
No, it came out of the account that I just gave you the information for.
All right, because I rang your email, your name, your phone number, and your zip. And let me explain this to you, Ms. Sherry. We're a customer support store. We're a third-party call center, which we have, like, keto cleanse products, facial cleansers, different type of gadgets, like Wi-Fi boosters, ring lights, dash cams. Does any of this ring a bell to let you know if you contacted the right company?
No, I just see the charge on my account that I'd like removed.
Let me see what else I can try. Do you have an order number, a tracking number?
I got an email that I had won some pots and pans. I participated in a survey.
Mm-hmm.
And then your number is what's showing up on our bank account.
So you were billed. So you entered into the contest for the Crusette.
It's from, the email came from Walmart Winner. Well, it looks like it's from Walmart, but apparently it's a third party.
Have you used your card?
No.
Okay. Well, that may be a good thing then. And that's why I won't be able to get you pulled up in the system. If you receive that email or that text messages, you were one of the customers that were selected to actually enter into that contest. And that's where you'll get like different discount memberships, different products and prizes. So if you haven't used your card, then that may be a good thing. And I just, you know, try to explain off to you.
So maybe I did use the card for shipping and handling for the pots and pans. Would you be able to look it up under the card?
I only need like the last four.
That would be 6561.
And I'm hoping that this works. No, ma'am. Oh, ma'am. It didn't get a run pulled up or your name. Because that would have just came back to whoever used that card or whoever name is on it. But it's not. Have you been billed that membership fee?
It's showing pending on my bank account right now. With your phone number. So what's the name of your company?
We're a discount membership club. We're an online store. But we do
okay,
have...
So I did not join any club. This is showing return name Serbivor. Is that your company too?
It's a merchant. That sounds like a merchant's name. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll call my bank to have the charges removed. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Ms. White. I do